Slices of History. I'm John Johnson, and we'll serve them up hot and fresh next on MHSAA Perspective. The past couple of weeks, I've been blessed with the opportunity to be in a couple of historic high school settings. The first was on opening night for high school football when our MHSAA network crew made the trip to Southwest Michigan's Berrien County to cover the festivities of the centennial celebration of the series between Watervliet and Coloma, two towns 2 miles apart on the old Red Arrow Highway. First of all, hats off to Ken Dietz, the athletic director at Watervliet, for staging such a fantastic event. And if you've watched the MHSAA Network coverage of the game, which is still available at MHSAA.tv, our When We Were Young Productions crew did a job worthy of an Emmy. Players from both schools, many of whom had played games in Old Hayes Park, made a curtain call on the field before the contest, spanning the decades all the way back into the 1930s and 40s. An appreciative crowd estimated at between 5 and 6,000, more than the combined population of the two towns, stood around the field on this humid August night to engage the past and cheer on today's youth playing the game. The hometown Panthers of Watervliet, once nicknamed the Maroons, jumped out to a halftime lead before the Comets rallied to win in the second half. But on this night, it was a true celebration of community between these two towns, intertwined by football. The game has been played by 3 and 4 generations of family members, and there were sons, fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers on the field on opening night to prove it. It is now the season opener for the two schools, but it was once a staple of the celebration of Armistice Day in mid-November, played in incredible weather and field conditions, like the snowy game in 1947, where George Valras said you literally could not see from 1 yard line to the next. The 1936 game was stopped momentarily for twin sisters crossing the playing field on bicycles, said Bill Ferlin. A few years later, he met one of them and later married her. Joe Alves remembers back in the 1960s riding around with his teammates from Coloma and his opponents from Watervliet in a Jeep, talking and laughing at the local Dairy Queen on Red Arrow Highway in Coloma just a couple of days before the game, and then playing the game literally underwater at Old Hayes Park in mud so thick, the only way you could tell the players was by the color of their helmets. There aren't many high school football stadiums left out there from the days when the Works Project Administration erected facilities across the state and across the country. Memorial Stadium in Port Huron, built in 1948 to seat 5,500 people, still hosts games for the two high schools in that community. Keywar Stadium in Hamtramck, built in 1935, is reported to be the first stadium in Michigan built under the WPA program. They're grand facilities, mortar, brick, and steel monuments to time. One other such facility can be found at the corner of Grover and Dewey in Owosso, Wilman Field, where I watched the Owosso Trojans take on the Mason Bulldogs last week. Nearly 50 steps up the steep concrete stands to the top, where you can watch fans approach from all directions on the streets surrounding the park. Like most of these facilities, there's no track to separate the stands from the field. The light poles are so close, they are padded as a precaution to protect the players running out of bounds. Before the game, Jeff Phillips, the homegrown AD at Owosso, and Gary Webster, the retired sports editor of the local newspaper, told me how once Wilman Field hosted high school baseball games, where one of our state's top multi-sport athletes of all time, the late Brad Van Pelt, is said to have homered over the top of the football grandstands and out into the Grover-Dewey intersection. A real tape measure shot. My point here is this. In a world where more has probably changed in these last 5 years than at any other time in our lives, these opportunities to appreciate the rich history of our game should not be allowed to collect dust or to tarnish. Part of the role of this program involves some storytelling and a respect for history. These are two things that still matter most, and they are indeed alive and well, as illustrated by these moments I've had a chance to experience as we begin a new school year. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.